than horror with your host, the Mighty Griff.
Boo. Guess what? We're back.
More horror than horror.
The horror has been unleashed.
Yes.
What's her name? What's her name? The horror that's been unleashed. What's her name? Diablo Cody?
Diablo Cody. We're coming for you.
We will poke you in the fucking throat. Stab you in the fucking eyeball.
If there is one stripper pole in the new Evil Dead... I will come to your house and shut down the chimney.
Stab you in the fucking eye.
What's going on? Is the heat just fucking taking everybody out of their mind?
Oh, I've been out of mind for the last week.
You get in the fucking psych ward for a week and the whole fucking system goes to hell.
In the shitter.
Down the shitter.
You ain't been preaching to the band, buddy. I've been saying this shit for fucking 8 years.
I know, but they finally touched my movie.
You motherfuckers don't give a shit when I'm on my fucking soapbox. You're like, deal with it. Just deal with it.
Hey, I'm with you. I'm always.
And then when
your
you motherfuckers start getting your shit touched, then everybody's all
pissed off.
Yeah,
but it's never been the Evil Dead. That's the Holy Grail. You can't touch that fucking movie.
You're stoned.
You're crazy.
The fucking movie's good.
Come on, dude.
Great.
Cody. Diablo
I don't
Cody.
Give a fuck.
Dude, I got to tell you.
Cody or Campbell.
That's
fucking
a turd.
Same.
I got to pick a little fight about this. It's good, but it ain't great because Evil Dead is great.
Fucking Diablo Cody ain't nothing great about that bitch. I don't want her anywhere near my movie. I don't care if she's polishing the turd, let alone the script. Fuck her.
I don't want her, man.
And Sam Raimi's just as much to blame as any of them. Some fucking hack from Portugal coming in there.
Bullshit. Never directed a movie before. That's what's got me. I'm like, what the hell?
Does some bullshit on his little laptop computer.
Power of YouTube.
Dear God in heaven.
That's just
what
ass.
Have we become?
Well, look at fucking J.J. Abrams. How in the fuck do you get a massive load like Super 8? Fucking just,
at least
just
he did,
on
yeah,
title
but he, at
alone.
At least he had the Star Trek movie. That was a good flick, man.
Fuck.
That was a good
There's
flick.
There's no Star Trek movie that's a good movie.
It was a good flick, man.
Star Trek was good as a TV show,
at least
and that
he
was
proved,
about as far as it went.
At least he proved he knew how to operate a camera. This guy did the whole fucking thing on a software program on his computer.
It's all it takes, buddy. It's all digital, Fuck. Mobile.
The first CGI fucking dead head I see explode. I'm just going to lose my fucking mind and set
gonna
fire
to everything. It's
going to be CGI. Fuck.
CGI bulking eyeballs flopping the ground. I bet you don't even get that. I bet it'll be like some mental distress
I'm
case.
Telling you, dude, they're bringing Diablo in because they're going to fucking twist it into some kind of little Twilight deal.
It'll be
the Deadites and Ash are going to end up falling in love.
No, it'll all be
and
a,
they're
going to
pump out
a,
little Deadite demons.
It'll all be a, like a figment of her stress or some delusion of her mind will be the evil.
Well, it could be worse. They could just say that it's not even going to have Bruce Campbell, but instead Megan Fox, they're going to make Ash a girl.
No.
I'm telling you, it could very well be Ash is a girl in the new one with her. It could fucking happen.
You think it happened?
And then Bruce's cameo will be pork and ash in the woodshed.
She just goes in there and spoons out the evil inside of her. Sucks it out, scrambles it like an egg. Coat hanger.
Oh, God. Man, that's just...
Instead of the chainsaw going on the hand, why? It's a coat hanger.
Get the fucking... No.
It'll be a big dilemma for abortion. That would be the Evil Dead.
Has he fucking lost his mind? Has he went?
I don't know.
Has he went into the George Lucas territory?
It's all that goddamn Spider-Man money. That's what happens when you fuck around with comic books for fucking 10 years. You lose your fucking marbles.
Oh my God!
Start thinking you're fucking invincible.
You know what? That's it. 7 degrees at Kevin Bacon. Tobey Maguire isn't the new Spider-Man, huh? Maybe he's going to be the new fucking Ash.
Tobey Maguire is Ash.
Oh, shit.
He already knows how to fight evil. Claw buildings in a single bound.
I think you got your superheroes fucked up.
He does. He's got them all mixed up tonight.
It's because of fucking Diablo Cody. God.
Hanging out in the spider cave.
Which strip club did they even pull her out of to get into this fucking mess?
She pulled herself out of the strip club.
Fuck.
Her own determination.
It was bad enough when I started hearing the rumors of it being touched. And then hours later.
And in previous news, Diablo Cody's been polishing up the script.
You know how you get that from being made? You don't go to the fucking theaters to see the shit that's being made.
It's too late.
If you stop going to support these motherfuckers way back in the beginning.
I didn't go see Halloween 2. That was my stand. Way back in the beginning
when people were fucking lining up for
all
this.
That was my big stand. I am not going to go see that bitch on a horse.
All these fucking yahoos that go and see Black Friday or Black Christmas.
I guess it could be worse. It could be worse. We could have Rob Zombie remaking it. That would be the ultimate.
Rob Zombie needs to remake
because
the
Funhouse. Because you know that dreadlocked jackass would have fucking Sherry Moon playing Ash.
Ah! It'd play his mama.
Yeah, she would have some type of mental capacity.
It'd be...
This is billowy, baby. This is billowy, baby. Come to mama.
He'd be riding a white horse out in the forest and fall down in the cellar.
This is my billowy white horse.
Then we'd just watch her make glue for the next 90 minutes.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's why I don't go to the movies no more. I don't support these cocksuckers. That's why you get fucking Black Christmas remakes and fucking Mother's Day remakes and all this other fucking
But
bullshit.
Those are lower echelons.
It's all...
Just like the thing. That fucking trailer is a turd.
It all starts small.
Not a single fucking real special effect.
You motherfucker stand in line and just dig and pick at the fucking wall until the spout just starts spewing.
It's coming,
dude.
I'm telling you.
Fucking floodgates open up.
The Exorcist remake is coming within the next 6 months.
Well, fuck yeah, because people are going to support it.
6 months.
I won't support it.
Dakota Fanning. Dakota Fanning and...
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise is the priest.
Tom Cruise.
Get out of here.
Can we beat evil with Scientology?
Come into me.
Evil L. Ron Hubbard runs amok in Georgetown. Looking for some place to put a saucy penis.
But you can't offend any of the religions, so it'll just have to be crazy. She won't be possessed.
It'll all be fucking a figment of
politically
her fucking
correct. Put her on some medication. She's anorexic. She's puking everywhere. She's bulimic. You dumb bitch. Megan Fox.
Oh, fuck. With her sausage
Regan.
She can't
like
grip
to,
onto the Bible.
I'd like
because
to see her head spun around a few times. Oh, my God.
It doesn't get any better.
The thing. It's just too much to even take, right? Fucking one after the Thing and the Evil Dead. That's one and two, man.
This is my front row seat
one
to the fucking,
fucking
Hindenburg.
Two.
I'm just sitting back watching all you fuckers squirm and get pissed because...
Look at you. You get pissed more than we do.
I give up.
Wait until Justin Bieber remakes fucking Curse the World.
By then, I'll be done. I'm done anyway.
I was a teenage Oliver Reed.
I don't watch anything anymore. Fuck Hollywood. Burn, Hollywood, burn.
It's just, it's almost like they're just thumbing us, man.
They are.
They just don't even give a fuck anymore.
Because people aren't smart enough. People don't care. It's like I told you before, today's, the generation out there now is not like our generation. You know, there's so much multimedia and so much quick today, gone tomorrow stuff. Fucking attention spans are not what they were when we were kids. You know, I mean, we didn't have...
Well, God, no, they don't give anyone a chance to have an attention span because nowadays, you know, it's all like MTV fast food bullshit.
You know, I mean, it's just like I said before, the fucking, you know, they're not dumping any money into scripts. The only thing they do is rehash what's already been done. A, they either add more tits into it, or B, they add more blood. And the whole market is geared towards the teenage disposable income market anyway. You can tell by all the movies that are being released. It's either kids shows or preteen... PG-13 releases. I mean, look, you got what? How many? You got what? The Harry Potter this week, and then you got the Cars 2, and what's the other animated thing that's in the theater? Cars 2, and...
There's always something animated in the theater.
Well, did you see the new the 1010 or Ren 1010 flick coming out?
That's weird, dude.
Spielberg with fucking Peter Jackson producing it.
That was weird. Yeah,
that's 1010, though.
1010.
That's an old... They used to show that on Nickelodeon back when Nickelodeon first started. That's just like a...
Old school,
yeah. It's like an old school adventure show.
But I mean, you're putting those two guys to direct a fucking cartoon.
Yeah, but you know what? The thing is, with those two guys, at least it'll remain faithful to the source material. Like Griff said, you know, some kids grew up with that crap.
You know, I can. I mean, I was never a fan of it, but I can remember being on TV. You know, but I mean, some people are. You know, a lot of the comic book community. I mean, they like that style.
I want to say community. Can we say that again? You
know, community.
Communique.
Get your car fixed at Communique.
That's sweeter than hell, dude. Communique.
But I don't know. I just give up. Fuck it. I just go buy my DVDs on Tuesdays and swindle back into my fucking house and close the door and shut the blinds. Only thing I need is hobo with a shotgun and life is good.
Well, you got that.
That and my fucking 1080p Blu-ray version of City of the Living Dead. That's all I need.
Man, speaking of Blu-ray releases, man, I don't think that the damn people at Shriek Show, I don't think those guys have been on time one freaking time with a Blu-ray release, dude.
What are they releasing on now?
Well, goddamn, the last week, weren't they supposed to put out Dr. Butcher MD or something? I can't find that anywhere.
No, that was I ordered it off Amazon. I went ahead and ordered.
Did you get it yet?
Cannibal Holocaust. No, I got the confirmation that it shipped. But that's just like the, was it Battle Beyond the Stars?
Got that.
I got that. I ordered it, and then I ordered Damnation Alley. I just ordered them directly from Shout Factory.
Tell me if that Damnation Alley is any good, because it's PG-13 or PG or something, and I was kind of scared of it.
So,
but I'm just anxious to see.
It's just a big crazy anime bug, big monster fucking.
Bug, it's a big pug.
I didn't Planet think there was. Movie. I didn't even think that was in there. Damnation Alley.
Yeah,
I thought it was just about those guys that drove around in the little thing.
Nah, but if you read on it, there's some big aliens thing that they come across, and
I know that the funny thing about that movie. I don't know if you knew this or not. They were putting all their budget into promoting that movie over Star Wars, and I guess we don't have to say what happened there. Because they were like, Star Wars is just a stupid kids movie. No one's going to want to see that. Yeah.
I tell you, okay. the best release that I actually got Tuesday, and I know it has nothing to do with horror or sci-fi, but that was the first complete season of Rocko's Modern Life.
Yes, dude. Yes.
Fucking brilliant cartoon. I don't know if anybody out there is a fan of animation, especially Nickelodeon animation, but before Nickelodeon went all fucking MTV and decided to
put
Ren shows Stimpy. Everywhere.
Ren and Stimpy.
You had Real Monsters.
Ren and Stimpy.
Two Angry Beavers.
Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy.
Pete and Pete.
Even Hey Arnold, I thought, was a decent animated thing. It was kind of a weird, more or less Trials of Life type of cartoon, but just the way the characters were drawn and the city was depicted.
Rocko was just so bizarre, man.
Yeah. Rocko's kick ass, man.
And you can get the full first season, like 30-some episodes for like $10 at Walmart. I mean, it's fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, you're not going to find anything that cool.
And then they've already started to release Courage the Cowardly Dog on DVD. You know, I mean, fuck, it's just, I sit and watch that shit for
Flapjack.
Hours. Flapjack. Flapjack's good. Then Misadventures of Flapjack. Or even Chowder. You ever watch Chowder?
Oh, yeah. You see, know. That's where it's at. Some it's just
pretty sad us horror fans have to go to the Nickelodeon to get our fix.
But at least it's original fucking ideas.
Yep.
But what's the Crazy Adventure Time one? Have you seen that one?
Yeah, my girls all watch that.
Talk about some fucked up animation, man. I just don't see. I mean, the stories are kind of goofy, but the animation's just so over the top. Some of the shit that they come out with, I'm like, fuck, what are you people smoking?
I think it's just deranged horror fans that lost their fucking minds and said, this is the only way we can see people.
I'm stabbing.
What's the one with the crazy Chris Farley looking dude on the Adventure Island?
I can't remember. On the Adventure Island.
Where they're all trapped on the island running around. Cartoon.
That's
awesome.
Oh, that's that sitcom where they're trying to be the reality show thing. Uh-huh. That's a hunk of shit.
Uh-huh. But it's got the Chris Farley kind of guy on there. Yeah, but he's pretty fucked. Funny. He's funny. He's wacky.
He's so a what wacky did I guy. Pick up?
Oh, coming out. I think coming out this Tuesday, you got the American Grindhouse documentary comes out. And then you got the horror, Red, White, and Blue, the documentary of the American horror film. And I think you can even get both of them on one disc. I'm not for sure if, you know, added editions or what.
I tried sitting through Jaws of Satan on Netflix, man. I just couldn't do it.
Jaws of Satan.
Have you seen that, Todd?
It's Yeah.
That fucking snake.
It's boring, man.
I'm like, come on, dude.
I slept through that kind of, you know, that's the only problem. I mean,
it had started out with the cool cobra bite right on the forehead and the whole head swelled up, and then that was it. They didn't even show any.
Kind of like spasms.
Yeah. And then it just went way fucking downhill into the snake hole.
I got to watch Dylan Dog.
Dylan Dog.
It was pretty.
Yeah, you were saying that was pretty good.
It's enjoyable.
For what it was, I thought it was all right.
I mean, granted, the fucking vampires are like everything else, that they're all gothic, punky looking vampires.
Oh, there's vampires in it?
Well, yeah, okay, it kind of goes with the whole story, but yeah, I thought the werewolf scene was kind of cool. The whole meat market, the werewolves owning the family, the clan of werewolves, I should say, own this meat market butcher house, you know, which was kind of a cool idea. But it was, you know, I mean, for what it was, I didn't go into it expecting much, so I was, you know, surprised with what I got out of it. I got to watch Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Getting the wood chipper.
Was
it gory?
Yeah, I mean, but it wasn't gory to the point to where it just got obnoxious. I mean, it was, the gore that they showed was comical, and it was, you know, I mean, it was, the whole movie's just a fucking
train
spoof. I mean, it's just these two backwoods hillbilly guys that pretty much just get, you know, everything happens around them to make it look like they've done it. But actually, it's just nothing.
With all these shitty remake news coming up, I'm just really in need of a great fucking gore splatter flick, and nothing new is really satisfying that.
Got to go to the old school, man. Go back to the basics.
Because
hell, come over and watch fucking CGI, City of the Living Dead this week on
CGI fucking head explosions. Even old Grandpa George can't give me what I need.
What is that new George Romero thing anyway? That damn.
You know, I picked it up. It's a trilogy. It's kind of, I think what it is, it's they're trying to make it like Tales from the Crypt, where it's got like three or four stories. And I picked it up at Walmart. It was $10. I said, you know what the fuck, $10. You know, it's George Romero, and the stories.
I heard these were just guys that he met at like conventions and put his name on it.
Well, yeah, he doesn't have anything to do other than his name being on it. He does like
the George isn't fucking busy. Why'd they let him direct Evil Dead?
Have you seen the last two George Romero movies?
Yeah but he's got Diablo.
You got Diablo Cody, though.
He's got Diablo Cody taking care of all that for him. She's polishing the script.
But, yeah, I think it's just kind of a loose Tales from the Crypt thing. I don't think it's going to fly. I think it's one of those deals that I think.
Well, is it true that the stories aren't very good?
It's called milking the name.
I don't know. From what they were already advertising Volume 2 on the Volume 1 disc.
Oh, that's never good.
And the trailers that I've seen, or the kind of the snippets that they've shown from Volume 2 that are on the Volume 1 disc aren't that impressive. So I don't even think, you know, this one might not even be that worth a shit, but, you know, who knows? I'm giving it a consideration, considering I got to see Two Evil Eyes. So I'm thinking, well, maybe there might be a little something there, but once I found out that Romero didn't direct any of it or anything, I was just kind of disappointed. But he's turned
into Tarantino.
You know, worst case scenario, to become fodder and give away material for the show, so we'll pass it on to some other unexpected bastard.
I think it's George. Oh, God.
But it does have the cool motion cover.
That's always a good indicator of what you're getting.
But I did pick up Inception. I haven't watched it yet. So.
Good flick.
Inception?
Yeah. Yep.
Inception.
Yeah.
The new little spook house movie.
Insidious?
Yeah, I know, yeah. I know what he meant.
Insidious, Inception.
Inception is a different movie.
Constipation.
Masturbation. Frustration. Alienation.
But I can't remember what else I picked up.
A cute little blonde from 12th Avenue.
She was a fine young lathe.
Other than that, just Hobo. Picked up Hobo with a shotgun.
That's sweet.
What'd you say? Fucking 13 Assassins is $10 at Walmart?
Yeah.
For the DVD, though, not the Blu-ray.
Yeah, well, you know.
That Blu-ray's sweet.
What the extras on it?
There's all kinds of, you know, conversations and crap. Nothing like, really, I mean, there's some good stuff, but it's nothing that, you know, you have to have, but I kind of like it.
Have you seen the I Saw the Devil DVD yet?
Oh, I saw the Blu-ray.
Did you see the scene where they're in the taxi? The when they filmed it? Dude, that's one of the most intense scenes I've ever fucking seen, man. Them guys.
Intense.
I was thinking of the...
10 tits.
Rubbing udders.
That was the most 10 tits scene I've ever seen in my life.
The bum cum. Bum cum.
It's awesome.
I don't even know what comes out this Tuesday. I don't think much of anything. September is going to be the fucking month to save your pennies for. Jesus Christ, everything's coming out supposedly in September.
Is that when all the Barbarian flicks are coming out?
I'm not for sure when the Deathstalker 1, 2, and Barbarian and the Sorceress stuff. I know they've been pushing it pretty hard on Shout Factory's website. So
I'm ready for that stuff.
Hey, do you have the Facebook page pulled up?
I don't.
I was trying to remember. I ran across a really cool website. I can't remember the name of it. It was the one that I got that Batman trailer from that I posted.
Yeah, I dug that, man. That was kind of cool. Thank you for that.
I found this website. I can't remember it. I apologize for everybody.
Let me see what I can pull up here.
But anyway, I was doing something. I was looking through something, was trying to find a trailer, and happened to find this really weird little website. It's mostly like a blog page, but he was posting like short films and like there was some public domain stuff that he was posting on there that you could go watch. And I found a fan film, Batman, 30-minute mini movie that I shot over to Todd. And I meant to write that website down because, like I said, I thought it was pretty cool that he had all this weird shit, you know, kind of independent, you know, stuff.
Daily Motion?
No.
City of Scars is from dailymotion.com.
Yeah, but that's not the website that I found it on.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I don't see anything else here.
Well, I mean, but anyway, if I find it, I'll post it on the forums page.
Where the hell did you find Dylan Dog?
I got my sources.
Oh, did you get it on Blu-ray or no?
No. I ain't got it officially yet.
You got the unofficial version. Yeah,
I got
okay.
the unofficial.
No comment.
I got the unofficial version.
No comment.
We got the screener.
Got the screener.
No comment.
Got the screener.
That's awesome.
Dino Croc versus Super Gator came out.
Oh,
fuck's sake. Unfortunately, I didn't get my copy on release date time, so I had to contact my people. It's like, where's my movie at?
Dumbasses.
Got to have my Roger Corman shit on release day, people.
Yeah. Maybe they're doing you a favor, dude.
No.
I mean, you know.
No.
Thinking about it.
I picked up something today when I was up at the hospital. What did I pick up? Oh, I picked up 20 Million Miles to Earth.
Oh, yeah?
The Harryhausen version. I've been putting it off forever, picking it up, because it was like $20. And I've got the VHS, and it's got the black and white and the colored version on it. Found it for $3.99 used.
So crazy.
That's that. I'm pretty stoked to see that Sci-Fi Boys documentary. Man, that had some cool shit on it. What Harryhausen and
oh, I picked up Rango.
Landis
picked up Rango for my girls.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah. Well, it was the Blu-ray, DVD / digital copy, so you get like three versions of the film for like $20, and I'm like, eh, it's like $6 a piece. So.
I heard it's surprisingly entertaining. So,
but they like all that fucking weird animation shit anyway. So,
well, there you go.
Figure they can go in one room and watch Rango, and I can watch my 1080p version of City of the Living Dead again. I did order The Prowler on Blu-ray.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to watch The Prowler.
That's good they put that out.
That's all you need.
That's well deserving.
Prowler is a beautiful movie.
I hope Roman holds up for me as well as May did.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got that?
I just picked it up for $3. Yep.
Can't go wrong.
Is it good? Have you seen it?
I thought it was okay.
I also picked up a movie. It's never been officially released on DVD, and the company that released it is called Cheesy Flicks. And you can go to their website, just cheesyflicks.com. But anyway, I got Destination Inner Space.
Destination.
Have you seen that?
I think so.
The big, crazy, floppy-looking creature from the Black Lagoon, rip-off monster that comes out of the fucking bottom of the fucking underwater spaceship, and it's all doop-a-doo flopped around with the big flipper, the big diver flippers. Oh, it's fucking
awesome.
Sweet. Just completely, just, you know, they just basically just took a fucking scuba suit and just stuck shit all over. Big scales and big floppy fins everywhere. The big fish monster walking around. Picked that up. So we'll get to watch that hopefully this weekend.
That's, you know, the thing is, Cheesy Flicks put out that damn Stripper Land, and I fucking love that movie.
Stripper Land.
I don't even know why I love it so much. It's kind of a takeoff on Zombieland, only the zombies are these
what was
strippers.
What was Stakeland or whatever it was?
That, dude, you know what? I got to tell you something. I went down to Columbia last weekend, Columbia, Missouri.
Uh-huh.
They played 13 Assassins in the movie theaters down there. They played Stakeland down
Shut
there.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Are you serious? They're still playing?
Damn shit doesn't play here at all, man.
No, 13 Assassins
Goddamn
didn't play
college town. That's why.
They didn't play it in Lawrence.
Well, it played in St. Louis, of course, and it played there.
Fucking college.
Played in Chicago.
Yeah,
but
Lawrence
isn't
a fucking college town.
Kind of is.
It's a fucking hippie home.
Yeah, it's just a fucking hippie home base is all it is. And they ain't going to play nothing in that fucking place unless it's some fucking artsy-fartsy shit.
Yeah, dude, but Columbia is a turd worse than Lawrence.
Yeah, but it's a fucking shithole. That's where all the movies play are in shitholes, all the good movies anyway.
Yeah, the theater's pretty cool, too, because they got a video store in there with old school, like, VHS in it and stuff. I was like, wow, this place is pretty cool. Had lots of DVDs to rent that, you know, when they don't see their imports, you know?
Well, that's like...
A ton of that.
We was over at Hollywood at Home tonight looking around, and their fucking cult section alone would keep you busy for fucking 8 months. I mean, that's if you rented... One every day. Fuck, you'd be busy for a year, you know? And that's like what I'm thinking about doing. I'm thinking about going to... Tracking me down a DVD burner and... Going to start
up.
And rent.
Get them up.
Going to start renting shit at fucking Hollywood at Home and just burning my own copies and...
Calling it a day.
So.
Take that, bitches.
Just call it a day.
Even their documentary section had a lot of good shit in it. Had the crazy Jim Jones and the Kool-Aid Kid stuff.
Was it in there? We were talking about that earlier. I watched that Zombie Girl documentary. They got it on Instant Watch on Netflix. About the 12-year-old down in Austin that... Want to direct the zombie movie?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's an entertaining little flick.
That's cool, though, that someone's trying to do something like that. You know, I was proud of her. Hell, go out there and do it, man.
Well, she's 16 now, and she's already directed another full length, so.
Yeah, it's cool.
Wasn't like
her
direct
the Evil Dead movie.
At least she'd at least know something about horror. Not just horrible.
Yep.
Oh.
I don't get it.
I don't know, man. Are you sure you I don't know, man. But you kind of have to blame Raimi. I mean, you got to, because he's
in control of all that fucking shit, and he can say yes or no. That fucking studios don't own that movie.
I mean,
all I know is if it turns out badass, then
what's the company?
He's pretty much solidified.
Isn't it Renaissance that he owns? Isn't that his production
company?
Ghost House.
But wasn't it Renaissance?
I think it was for a while.
And then he changed it to Ghost.
Bob Tappert.
Well, see, I think
Ghost House was right off the bat because he
No, because
what was the first one that started out? Didn't he do The Grudge? The Grudge was Ghost House, wasn't it?
No, that he didn't start that Ghost House shit up until he started doing those fucking 8-movie thing ripoff where he was doing his. When he released the Dark Floors and the Dance of the Dead, that was his first offshoot for that Ghost House, is when he started doing that eight movies to die for ripoff deal. Because he was supposedly, you know, these movies were too scary for the 8 films to die for.
Well, he doesn't have anything else going on. Why wouldn't he just fucking direct it?
Probably didn't want to fucking direct anymore. Probably tired of all the fucking.
What is he, 50?
Fuck, I don't know. He's got all that Spider-Man money. He don't need to fucking work.
How much money he's got? Spielberg's got billions, and that son of a bitch still directs.
That's Spielberg.
Fuck.
I'm getting a kick out of that.
I wouldn't even actually call it directing anymore. He just kind of.
Drag Me to Hell was good.
I'm not talking about that.
Well, I think it was speaking.
It was recreational activities, I think, is what Diablo Cody got in there for.
I think she just sucked him off. Not only did she take the left nut, but she also fit the right nut in there also, plus the cock meat.
Let me show you what
I fucking blew his mind.
Let me show you what I learned in this Indiana VIP room, Sam.
Let me show what billowy feels like on your balls.
Have you ever seen billowy before, Sam?
That's funny.
And the other guy doesn't speak English, so he can't argue with him.
Yeah, but he's just watching. He's just a freak. He just wants to stand in the corner and jerk his gherkin while he's watching him.
Get his
pickle thrown around.
Jerk his Portuguese Polish sausage.
He just wants to flop his bird around.
God. I just feel like setting fire to something.
Just
it burns, Griff. It burns.
Just wait till they start fucking the Dark Knight in the butt, you know, with some fucked up director.
Hey man, you know what? It's already happened. Joel Schumacher. Hello.
Yeah, but it can come full circle for the circle jerk.
That was pretty damn bad, dudes.
You know they're just chomping at the bit to bring Robin back into that son of a bitch.
Yeah, well they just better keep on chomping somewhere else because that ain't gonna happen.
Little nipples and everything's gonna be popped back up.
Assless chap.
So I'm going to be getting slapped in the goddamn face.
And Big Lips the Gay Duo.
Hurt the new car bite, man. Injector fate.
Oh, God. We better stop. We're going to get the hoo-ha button.
You know what's going to happen, dudes. And especially because it's about that time anyway.
No, it's not.
What, break time?
Yep.
Break time.
Break time.
Temporary layoff.
Break time.
Our sponsors for
aren't we lucky we got them?
Our sponsors today are from Popane because they make a whole lot better fire, goddammit.
Burn hotter and cleaner. Arlen Propane. We'll be back.
What is this? What is this? What is this? Attention all personnel. You got it. You got it. You found the most listened to radio station. Jackalope Radio.
And we're back.
Fucking Rick rolled back in this bitch.
Well, Rick rolled for a reason. Griff's taking off his clothes.
Take my goddamn shirt off. It's fucking hot in here.
Nakey, nakey, eggs and bakey.
There's my titty slapping around this son of a bitch.
I'm frightened.
I'm fucking hot.
Damn it.
We'd open the window, but it's 110 outside.
Fucking Auschwitz in here. Now I know what fucking Jews felt like. Jesus.
Boys.
Get my number and send me to the front of the fucking line. Let's call this son of a bitch done.
Boys, don't cry. They just pinch their nipples.
Lord,
puts lotion in the basket.
What's the gummo?
Oh, Lord.
You gonna fuck her? You gonna fuck her too?
God, did I love me?
Yeah. Thank God it wore my odor. Oh, yeah. Fresh.
Right guard.
Fresh and clean as a...
right guard.
Lord have mercy.
Sports God, scent.
It's a man fest in here tonight. Jesus.
Yes, hairy man chests.
Pickles, pickles, pickles in a pod.
No, we ain't got no flopping birds.
This ain't no bird show. Keep your bird in the cage.
Get it out of here.
Tweedy-dee-dee-dee-dee.
I'm just scared of the whole thing, really. I mean, I don't know, dude. That's kind of going above and beyond.
This show's
the call
going to
deep.
The shitter all the time. We're just bringing it to new heights, new levels, new experiences.
Well, you got that right. I'll give you that.
Today on Naughty Nudist.
Just for glad we don't have the webcam up.
Today we've got Pete Sweaty here with his sweaty balls.
My sweaty balls.
Golly, it is kind of frightening, ladies and gentlemen. It is,
My man titties. My moobies. And yes, I am physically unfit. Which means I have a little bit extra in certain areas of the body.
That's sweet.
But can you do this?
C cup, take it.
If I had a pole, I'd grease that son of a bitch up.
If I had a hammer,
call me Diablo Cody.
I'd hammer in the morning.
I'd just pinch my nipples and just slide right on down.
Going dirty.
Oh Lord.
You go dirty, skip.
Take shirt off, dude.
Dude, get your damn hat back on. I better not ever see you with no dugger again.
Get some of that there baloney, darling.
Lord,
that's what I need to pull
mercy.
Out watch. I need to watch Cold
I
Miner's
know.
Daughter.
It's, you know, it's old reliable. It's old reliable that I know Diablo Cody will never fucking go touch. Because I will kill her if she touches it.
Touch what?
Yeah, she'll touch it and it'll be a hip-hop artist instead of a country singer.
Let's make a Eminem movie.
You want to talk about the Old Boy remake?
Oh, God.
Oh, let's don't. Oh. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Why does Spike Lee even want to get into that?
Because he ain't done nothing in 13 years. That's why.
He's a douche. He's a damn douche.
The Knicks are finally turning around. Why doesn't he just sit there and watch the Knicks play?
He's like, look, motherfuckers. He goes, I was picked on the Koreans for years in my movies trying to tell them motherfuckers to get out of my neighborhood. So now I'm just going to fuck them completely by fucking up one of their movies.
He needs to just throw it in the fire and
be done.
They should get like Liza Minnelli or
this is what you do to any
what are you trying to say?
They should get Barbra Streisand to play Old Boy.
This is what you do to any child who acts up. You pick him up, you squat down and you pick up Spike Lee and you pick him up and you hold him up and you say, look, you do not mess with the big people movies, okay?
Malcolm X is one thing, but you're fucking with the Koreans.
Oh, frag. Malcolm X sucked.
Hey,
you know
that's
what,
Malcolm
dude?
10. What you talking about? Malcolm 10. That ain't no Malcolm X.
And on top of that, you know what I say? I say they
I never
remake
even
that.
Seen Malcolm A through Z.
Jim Varney as Malcolm
I thought
X.
After Jennifer's body that Diablo would be like ousted.
We can only hope.
You know how many she's fucking
start,
queen
she's gonna,
girls love she's Jennifer's body?
She's going to start fucking working with Yuli Bull.
There was so much there. There was so much depth. Boys, don't cry. There was emotion. There was torment. There was pain.
You know, speaking of that, we were talking cartoons. Did you guys catch the new fucking Looney Tunes?
No.
They're horrible.
Sir, did you see him?
I've seen like bits and pieces of
the one with correct now. What's his name? The big monster, the red monster with the sneakers. Right. Dude, did you? He's fucking like this little kid that's crying. You need to be sensitive. He's such a weirdo, but we need to respect his weirdness. And so they put him in the talent show, and he's trying to make him all scary, and he just wants to sing and dance and sing and
what
dance.
What the hell are you talking about? Are you kidding me?
Mortimore!
Oh, no.
Mortimore, they totally turned him into this gay little fucking recluse kid. He's a fucking monster.
It's because kids
and the witch with the crazy hairpins coming out, it was like Queen Latifah's the voice for her now.
Oh, no, I'll get pissed.
I'm serious. It was like Queen Latifah or somebody that sounds like Queen Latifah was the witch.
Well, you
don't really... And Mortimore is her son.
Well, you don't really think that they're going to give you old fucking Looney Tunes again, do you?
Why again, though? Why if why would you bring back the Looney Tunes to turn them a bunch of fucking spineless, worthless bastards?
Because it helps the children relate. Helps the children cope with their
differences. I want shit getting run over. I want shit getting blown up from acne.
Why does the goddamn Cookie Monster eat vegetables now?
Yeah, that's pretty. That's pretty horrendous, right there.
Why get rid of Oscar the Grouch? Because he's negative.
Oscar's not a grouch. He just needs to be medicated. He just
this is the same goddamn reason why when your kid goes to play baseball. And he ain't hit a fucking ball all year long, and he hasn't won a game all year long.
You get a trophy.
You still get a trophy.
Get a trophy for the best.
Because you tried.
You're the best trier, Richard.
Well, you know what? Never have I gone to a fucking job interview. I didn't get the job, or the boss, or whoever interviewed me went, "It's okay. We'll put you on the payroll anyway, because you came in and you tried."
I think
you know what they tell you? Sorry, not qualified. Out the door.
You know what? That guy said that. He got a first place trophy.
That's why people get all fucking irate and go into fucking places and start shooting the shit out of it, because they can't cope with fucking real reality because all this force-fed bullshit that...
What do you mean I got fired? Where's my trophy?
I wanted a trophy so bad when I was a kid. Well, I'm going to make sure all kids get a trophy now.
Shit. Thanks, Diablo Cody. This is all your fault!
You crazy cracker!
What do you mean I got to put on a fucking helmet and knee pads when I go riding my bike? Fucking take a bump to the head, you son of a bitch, like the rest of us did. Makes you tough.
Put a fork on your spoon, you son of a bitch.
Fucking swelling to go down.
Sink or swim.
No shit.
You never hear that anymore. Sink or
survival
swim.
Of the fittest.
Don't forget your water wings.
Death by dumbass. Then out the fucking herd. That's what we're supposed to do.
Hey, Bryce, don't forget your water wings.
The animal kingdom has it right. You know what they do? They drag the fucking dumb ones out underneath a bush and let them fucking die. Why? Because they don't want them repopulating the rest of the fucking herd. The stupid slow dumb ones always cause the other ones to die.
What does ours people do? They fucking sign them on to remake fucking Evil Dead and give them another fucking chance.
Let's put them on TV. They've got talent.
That's awesome.
Don't laugh at him. He's trying. No, I'm going to laugh at him because it's fucking hilarious. How else is he going to know that he's not fucking talented?
Sink or swim. Boys do cry.
This is why there should be outlawed of all plastic hangers, and fucking metal hangers should be brought back into fucking rotation. You should have to go to the fucking store and be forced to buy metal hangers.
You know what I want to see on every shelf in the Toys R Us? Big, giant fucking metal yard darts. Quit fucking around.
Yard darts.
Start that shit off at 6 years old.
Shit, yeah. Paint Dora and shit on them. Dora with wings and just fucking zip them sons of bitches across the yard. And
I miss those. You can't even get them on eBay.
You can find them if you look real, real hard. You can find them in like
the old
antique shops
store.
And shit like that. Or somebody's fucking garage.
Where's your skull piercers? While you're at it, where's your Roman candles?
We're taking everybody down. Hey, Chained Heat, you didn't get that this last week?
I haven't seen it anywhere.
Hastings.
They had it? They have it in the dirty section?
Actually, no. It was, it was in the new release thing.
I didn't see
it. Had three copies.
Chained Heat was in there?
Yeah, Chained Heat, Red Heat, and Jungle Warriors.
Oh, my.
Mr. Skin put it out.
Triple pack. Tell you what, it can't go wrong.
I looked at the new release thing today, and I didn't see it.
So. Maybe it's sold out.
Either that, or they. I don't. Sometimes they take movies like that and put it over in the dirty section.
They get scared.
Anything with Mr. Skin on it, they'll go over to the dirty section with all the Pete's movies.
It's awesome.
I tell you, somebody's got a shitload of Pete's movies, and that's Hollywood at home.
Yeah, they do.
Fuck. I think they got about every title he's got out.
Yep. They like Pete there.
That's a good little place. I'm glad to see that they've been able to maintain their business. That's probably large part from the big gay porn section they had in the back.
That's what I was going to say. The perverts are the ones
all that them Overland up. Park yuppies got to have that stuff in the closet.
Where's your pickle magazines at?
What you got in the back behind the flippity-flap door there?
Flippity-flap.
I got a thing for bird watching. Where's the bird magazines?
It sucks because they've got all the tattoo stuff up there in the porn deal. I'm like, come on, dude. I don't want to stand next to this weenal whacker guy. I just want to look at the tattoo girls.
You know this guy's sizing up my cock and balls right now.
He's getting ready to proposition me. I'm very uncomfortable. I came to find a copy of Popeye.
We're not filming a cannibal movie here, sir. I'm just looking at the tattoo magazines.
Uh-oh.
Please put your wiener in your pants.
This isn't Basketball Diaries, and I'm sure the fuck not DiCaprio.
And I don't want to visit your own private Idaho either, so just put that son of a bitch up.
But the beat goes on. They're the only ones selling that smut in about a 50-mile radius from Overland Park. Hey, I ain't bad.
Fucking sell a fucking cocksucker magazine for $10. Sell that son of a bitch. I ain't buying it. But
that sounds like bubbles.
where the hell is your cocksucker magazine around here?
We don't have any questions this week from our buddy.
Dude, I haven't been on the fucking computer in 2 weeks.
Why don't you fire up on the forum and see if there's anything on there? I think there is, because he left me a message.
Did he?
We need to get back on track.
Well, I was only in the hospital for a week, so...
That's yeah, no but he posted, excuse, though. Buddy. He posted. Well, yeah, he posted something.
I ain't fucking been up to getting anything printed off.
God damn
it. It's not like I haven't been recuperating.
I told you, the whole fucking ship goes down when you're out.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even go to the forum.
Dude, fucking Michelle's the one that drug me to the hospital Wednesday morning.
And luckily she did.
I didn't expect to go in and have the doctor go, oh, yeah, by the way, you got pneumonia. By the way, you're not going anywhere.
It's really strange, man. There's like some of these everyone can see and some of them no one can see. The Brute Squad, Dark Guy's Displeasure, Finite Exposure, Thrash Till Death. Everyone can see those. The rest of them are hidden.
And really? They're not online.
It's really weird. And the Brute Squad is like featured, which is really weird. Yeah, it's weird.
Mm-hmm. I haven't had any problem with that.
It's a firewire mess. Sorry, guys.
We'll get questions next week.
We'll have a full-blown. Did you say full-blown?
We'll do a call-in. Let's do a Saturday call-in.
We can do a call-in show. We can do a call-in show.
310-928.
Anything you guys want to do, man?
75.
All right.
57.
Yeah, we can do anything you want to do.
Just plan on this time next week. We'll join us live Saturday at 8
live.
O'clock. Live.
Live
at 8.
Jitterbug.
Tell us how you're feeling about Diablo Cody.
Do the jitterbug.
Or Spike Lee.
Spike Lee, or any other fuck stick
that's getting ready to ruin our favorite movie.
Actually, we'll just go ahead and give you the number right now so you can write it down and put it next
that's
to your
like
phone.
That's like the full-blown trifecta, dude. Old Boy, Evil Dead, and The Thing.
That's your trifecta, not mine. I ain't touched Frankenstein yet, but I know it's coming down the pike. But of course, that's Guillermo del Toro too. So I think I might be in good hands.
Have you seen the new Frankenstein movie up there? What's the name?
Danny
of
Boyle.
No,
the
no.
musical
Frankenstein. No. Whatever.
You know Unleashed. What I'm talking about, right?
Which for new Frankenstein movie?
It's that Frankenstein. It's got Tiffany Shepis in it.
That new del Toro, Alone in the Dark. Don't be afraid.
I try not to touch anything too harsh with Tiffany Shepis in it.
Pretty good. She was good in the bottom.
Anyway, the number for the call in line for next week 310-928-7857. So just plan on this time next week being a live show. So get your questions and hey, that'd be a good deal. I'll give away the
actually next Friday is Cephalic Carnage. Oh yeah, that'll work good. Yeah, that's good. Cephalic Carnage and Exhumed or next Friday.
Well, see, we won't be doing a show next Friday.
See, that'll work good.
You guys are still doing a show though, aren't you?
Dude, the show Saturday, live show.
Oh, that's right. We just talked about that.
And that'll give me a chance to give away that Trailers from Hell Volume 2 that I got from Shop Factory.
And our Rage shirts. Yeah,
since I didn't get a chance to post the question because I got sick, we'll just go ahead and give it away live on the show. So
I have a question for everybody.
You dirty bastard. I need one of those. Did they send you any more?
No.
Oh, God.
Actually, you know what? You can actually go to the website and download the trailers that they've got on their website, which... Surprising, I would figure that all the volumes would be of the trailers and stuff that they already have on their website. They just would have, you know, gave them so where people could have them fully accessed anytime. But you only get like 10 or 11 of them on a disc, and you can either watch them with or without the commentary. But if you got the technology to pull stuff
like
that.
Why is only 10 or 11 of them on there, dude? That's only 30 minutes.
I just don't know.
That doesn't make good sense.
That's called a teaser reel.
But like I said, if anybody has the ability to do it, I just go to the website and just get them directly. You can get them either the trailer or with the commentary, so you can download them both if you have the ability on your computers to just do it that way and make your own. So
there you go.
And like I said, I think there's something like 40 or 50 of them listed on their website.
Damn bastards. Trying to rip me off.
But we do have a copy of that to give away. I think we might have...
Stay tuned.
Might have a copy of something else I got laying around. I know I need to get rid of. But
Rage.
Yeah, we got funny. Rage shirts.
Yeah, we got Rage shirts. Have you watched that yet?
No, I haven't had a chance.
We'll have to talk about that after you watch it. Yeah. I'm beginning to appreciate it more and more.
That's just like the stuff from Breaking Glass, man. They send me a ton of shit, and it's all, you know, it's probably quarter of some... quarter or you know half of the other, but it's all enjoyable and it's all somewhat refreshing. You know, I mean, it might not be the best thing that I've ever seen.
What was that?
But
that latest one, the chick from Texas in it. Is that who you're talking about?
The
Bloody Mary or whatever.
Shit,
it's like a zombie movie or something.
Yeah, I got it, but I haven't. I just got it the last couple of days. I haven't had a chance to watch it. So, but yeah, but like the Brain Dead one.
I mean, yeah, and all those are on... Is that where you seen it on Instant Watch?
No, they actually sent me the screener for the Brain Dead.
Yeah, all those are on Netflix right now.
The Brain Dead one, like I said, it's entertaining for what it is. It's nothing groundbreaking. It's nothing that's going to be mind-blowing, but it's entertaining, you know. The only one that I watched that I really didn't really get a big kick out of was the... what is it? The one where the guy's the chauffeur and he's... chauffeur and then
oh yeah,
the
I want to. Do you have a copy of that?
Yeah,
can you bring it in?
Yeah, I'll bring it in. It's easily forgettable.
I want to watch it though.
The
same guy that did those gutter balls.
Yeah,
yeah.
And the one that I thought was actually spot on, I didn't really care for it because I'm just not really into that. Is the Run Bitch Run? Now I thought that was just. I mean, if you're a fan of fucking I Spit on Your Grave or Last House on the Left, you would have thought that. Fucking Run Bitch Run was made in the 70s. I mean, it's a spot off perfect homage to that. So
Run Bitch Run.
Got 2 minutes and we gotta wrap it up.
Wrap it up. Wrap it up. Take it.
That's a god awful
fun. Rap, 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 rap.
So, like always, if you need to get a hold of us, I guess you get a hold of us on Facebook. I have a page. Tim has a page. The show has a page.
I'm going to have a new Facebook page here probably tomorrow.
That's what we need to do. We need to find a new fucking outlet. So social
media.
The
new Google, dude. The new Google Plus.
Yeah, but you can't join the sumbitch. It says it's full.
Well, your own staff members have accounts on there.
I know, but it says it's full.
How's it full?
We tried to start the Jackalope one today, and it said it was full.
Already?
They're toying with our emotions.
It says, we've reached our maximum number at this time. And I'm like, you're Google. What do you mean maximum number?
It's a teaser, Google. Dude. It's teasers. That's a teaser.
But anyway.
You know what? They're going to make it exclusive. And then for $9.99 a month, you too can have your own Google account.
And here's my finger.
I'm going to say, you know what? You can go fuck yourself. And then you can take Diablo Cody and go fuck her, too.
Stick her in your buttocks.
Your butt talks.
But anyway, stick that in your woodshed and fucking set it on fire.
You can get a hold of us on the forums page. Email us at horrorthanhorror@hotmail.com.
My number's 473-8612. If you want to call and just chit-chat.
Or send me pictures. Text me. text me pictures of your boobies.
The biggest boobies with a trailer DVD.
I like anonymously getting pictures of breasticles on my cell phone at 3 o'clock in the morning. It gives me something to look forward to wake up to the next morning.
I like cuddling udders.
And this is from the female audience listening people, not you fucking male guys who are gonna send me pictures of your junk.
Oh, did you hear this, Sam? This dude wants pictures of my titties.
Your wife's titties, buddy, okay? I want pictures of your wife's titties. So if your wife is feeling generous, send us some pictures of some boobies. Make us happy.
That's very
funny. Lord knows there's a lot of dismay going on right now, especially for poor Tim. So
I'm gonna go home and just do a full blown cure fucking marathon tonight.
Bye.